Blog Talk Radio.
Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. The game is for the taking. A lot of kennels slacking up. Feel you got a beast? Bring them out, stack them up. You see this monster, chin up and chest out. Huge head, cock these, then I bring the rest out. I hit the boards and I ask who the best out. They said bring the South, Elite Edge and Midwest out. I'm with the bully block, man, they brought the press out. My dog's eating good as me, never stressed out. Media, rather frightened than enlightened, y'all. Van a misbrand, but the bully ain't a fighting dog. They temperament is cooler than the fan. While the lap dog's high strung, pulling at your hand. With the breed, I'm a owner and a fan. For that backyard mid-ish, go holla at your man. Check the pedigree, we don't do the run around. This the bully breed, round here we shut them down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. What I like about the breed is selection. You can mix and match blood till you find perfection. Do some research, hit a show, find connections. Figure what type is what you like, make investments. For his features, I just found a pup with a short muzzle, block head, solid as a truck. I hit the vet, pick the ear style, cut it down. Let him heal, hit the first show, shut it down. I got credit, it was nothing to debate on. Wait until I work him out and put his weight on. Them dogs out when the stars around. In the show where they customize cars and sounds. A four-legged monster, freaked out collar spikes, posing with a credible celeb or the model type. It's undeniable when you see them come around. The bully breed, round here they shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Every town, every state, is a certified bully, looking great, looking good. In a show, stacked up, a pulling weight. 100 vans, 100 trucks full of crates. You got a little edge, then you shut it down. Got a little watchdog, then you shut it down. You rock with Nevada, you shut it down. You got a little Gotti, you shut it down. What about Remy Line? Yeah, they shut it down. What about Gray Line? Yeah, they shut it down. You got some Norwood, then you shut it down. Dax Blood, then you shut it down. How that chaos be? They shut it down. What about Monster G? They shut it down. If I forgot any names, run them down. Bully Pride Worldwide, we shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Test the bully block, check the pedigree. Shut it down. A better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down. We the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down. A good diet and exercise. Shut it down. We shut it down. We shut it down. Shut it down.
Bully Block Radio.
You know what it is.
I bully. Do you?
Yeah, you already know what it is. You are now tuned in to the number one radio station in the bully world today, Bully Block Radio, with your host Kev Green, Dayton Bodine, and Revved Up Danny.
You know. They told me keep it bully, but I've been bully. Shit, I bully.
I bully.
They told me keep it bully, but I've been bully. Shit, I bully.
Bully. Bully Block Radio.
You're listening to the Bully Block. Bully Block.
What up?
Live with your hosts, Lil Green, Dayton Bodine, and Danny T.
All right. You already know what it is. You are now tuned in to the Bully World and Monday nights on the Bully Block Radio Live with Kev, Dayton, and Danny. What's going on, guys?
What's going on?
What's going on, man? What's going on, fellas?
Shit, man. Y'all on here tonight, man? Or y'all taking a nap, man? What's up with you, Danny?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Daddy's all like, he's just getting up. I'm like, yeah. What's going on? Anyways, thanks to everybody for tuning in, man. We appreciate it, man. We had a lot of callers in last week, man. I got a lot of inboxes regarding last week's show. And regarding what we were supposed to be doing this week, everybody had their opinion on what we were supposed to be doing this week. And I don't know how I feel about it. What's up with you, Danny? How you feeling about it?
Oh, man, it's, you know, it's not a regular thing for us to use this platform as a thing to, you know, bash people, but, you know, people want to get their voice out there, and I feel like as long as the hosts are not ones doing it, then, you know, I think the people deserve a right to get themselves out there. I mean, it's not secret that they've been posting these types of things online as well, and I'm sure the person in question is aware of it as well, so. But.
Right. What's up with you, Dayton, man? You had a good show this weekend, man. I seen a couple clips from you, man. What's going on? Tell us a little bit about the Iowa show this past weekend.
Yeah, man, that shit it was going down there, man. It was a good old time, man. Got to catch up with a lot of old friends, a lot of new friends, and you know, got to see some nice dogs out there, man. So, you know, quite a bit of dogs out there, man. It wasn't too bad at all, man. I know Castro won the second show, and I can't remember the dog's name that I picked, but he was being shown by Pure Country Kennels, I believe it is. And, you know, it was a good time, man. It was a pretty good turnout, man. I had a lot of fun, man. Had a lot of fun the whole weekend kicking it with all these guys, man. So, you know, shouts out to everybody that came out and, you know, supported the event and, you know, came out and had a good time, man. We all had a real good time out there, for real.
What's up, man? So, Dayton, I have a question for you. For the ABR show this past weekend, there was both American Bullies that took best in show for both shows?
Yeah. Yes, it was, man. There was quite a few dogs out there, man. There was a lot of nice dogs out there, man. But, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of dogs being shown. You know, I would have liked to see a little bit more dogs in the ring. But yeah, there was... you know, there were some nice dogs out there, but, yeah, American Bullies took both shows.
Okay.
So tell us a little bit about how the exotic classes were looking. I heard there were supposed to be, is it three exotic classes and three American Bully classes, or, like, how did that work?
Yeah. I mean, you know, being as it's their first show, there is no champions and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, the show went a little bit different than what everybody was, you know, everybody's used to, but yeah, there was the XL class for American Bullies, there was the standard class for the American Bullies, and there was a pocket class for the American Bullies. And then on the exotic class, there was a extreme exotic class, there was a standard exotic class, and there was a micro exotic class. And you know, there was some nice dogs out there, man. Like I said, you know, seen a lot of nice looking dogs out there, you know. I mean, everybody knows that I'm not into the exotics, and, you know, everybody knows that. And, but I did see some nice ones out there, man. You know what I mean? So I was pretty surprised. There's a couple pretty.
What about what about the micro exotic class? How was that looking? Was there dogs in it?
There was a couple, man. There was a dog out there. His name was Devil Spit. I don't know. You know, I'm not real, you know, up on everybody. All these new dogs out here right now. But that was one exotic that stood out to me. You know, that was a nice all around dog. You know, he didn't have, he didn't have a kink tail. He didn't have, you know, a crazy underbite. You know, I can't remember if he even had an underbite, to be quite honest with you, man. You know, a little bit of blur on that. But I mean, he was a well put together dog, man, all the way around. I was pretty impressed, for real. You know, for the dog being that, you know, extreme, exotic, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, he's about as correct as you come when they look like that. You know what I mean? And it's pretty impressed, man, for real.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, there was a Miyagi son out there that was pretty, you know, cool. You know, I'm into all bullies, man. Just because I don't have exotics and breed for exotics doesn't mean I can't appreciate a nice-looking dog, you know what I mean? So, you know, I like all types of dogs, man, all different breeds, you know. So, you know, when I see a nice dog like that put together well, you know, I can appreciate it, man. And there was a couple of them out there, you know, for sure.
What's up? Shit, tell us what's going on new with the we're about to get into this topic, man. Right here, man, that we've been posting about, man. It was brought to my attention today. We're about to go into it in a minute. Danny, is there anything new going on with iBully that everybody needs to know about?
Yeah, we're getting ready to do a huge marketing campaign, man, and I'm offering sponsorship opportunities out there, man, to whoever's interested in getting their brand exposed along with us. You know, feel free to contact me, inbox me on Facebook, or text me or call me, 847-431-0360. A few exciting things coming up this year, man. I'm adding we're going to add new features. And you know, we're gonna be doing something unique this coming weekend in Peoria, man. So you know, everybody stay tuned for that. We're gonna be announcing it you know, later on this week, probably around Thursday or Friday. So look out for that, man. I believe he's gonna be in the building this weekend, Peoria, Illinois, for the debut of the ABKC Strong Tour, man. So look, you know, come see us.
For sure, man. It's definitely going down this weekend in Peoria. I believe it's sold out. There might be one or two booths left, but it is definitely going down, man. We appreciate the feedback. Me and Ruben definitely appreciate the feedback on this event, man, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody out there. There will be stay posting up. Heavy Hands Nate is supposed to be hooking up like a meet and greet spot for Friday night, so just stay posted, everybody, and that's going to get posted up sometime soon for everybody that wants to get together the night before. Just everybody, please remember, show starts promptly. You know what I'm saying? Don't be coming at one because you went out and shit too. We need to get the show on the road and shit on Saturday, so you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this event too, fellas, man. I can't wait to come out and kick it with y'all, for real.
Yeah, man, it's going to be great to see you again, Dayton, man, the whole Killing Noise camp. If you're looking for the legendary Killing Noise camp, they're going to be right in the front corner ringside in the VIP corner booth. Just be looking for them, man. Don't be afraid to come talk to them. Come check out their dogs, man. You got any questions or anything, how anything goes down, Dayton's been in the game for years. Don't be afraid to ask them. That's what we're here for.
You already know.
Should anybody That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Also, the following weekend, I need everybody. I got booths available for Kansas. It's going down in Hutchinson, Kansas for a triple show. Third show is free. Judges are John Sweet, Ty Lumley, and Patrick Volpe. Please pre-register on the event page for that event. Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky, right outside of Louisville, actually, Shelbyville, Kentucky. Booths are filling up for that. I just got sold, like, about four or five of them in the past 2 days, man. So that's starting to catch on right there, man. So make sure you get up with me soon. They're kind of cheap. I have a special, just $75 or $100 for ringside on that. Once again, March 21st, the third show has been added, and it will be free. Judge, I can't announce yet, but the judge is booked and is going down. So also another big announcement. Everybody who's listening, debuting this weekend in Peoria is going to be the United Bully Chamber Fun Show League. There's going to be some information that's going to be posted up on that later on this week. All the officially, you know, what's going on with it. It's pretty much just a fun show league, fun show club. I'm going to be doing it after every show at the ABK Steve Strong Tour all throughout the country. And it's just kind of a, you know, like a fun show club. And, you know, we're going to be keeping track of points and stuff like that. It's not a registry or anything that. It's just kind of like a club. So, you know, if you want to be, become involved with that, you know, you can. It's welcome. It's kind of more of something that's more for fun, you know, and kind of like if you're trying to, you know, learn or, you know, stuff like that, you know, it'll be a little bit cheaper than a regular show, but it'll still have the same quality awards and, you know, same benefits as an ABKC show, but it'll just be the United Bully Chamber. That's going to be open to Shorty Bulls, American Bullies, Exotic Bullies. There's classes for all those in that, and that's going to be going down this weekend in Peoria. So, Danny, what's next?
All right. So basically, I was looking over the ABKC fan page, man. And but before we get into that, man, I just wanted to touch a little bit on that announcement you just made about the Fun Show League, man. You know, there's from what I understand, there's going to be champion, grand champion, regional champion, and national champion. Is that right?
Yes. We're trying to get it all together, man, so we can release it all to everybody and they know what it all is.
Okay, cool. All right, let's get into this, man. You know, after it was brought to you, you brought it to my attention, but, you know, I was reading a little bit more about it, and I guess let's get back on the topic. Let me pull that up real quick. All right. So the ABKC made a post February 20th. This was 3 days ago, but seems that a lot of people haven't noticed it and, you know, hasn't been really buzz about it, man. Says here, for a limited time in the month of March, the ABKC will offer an opportunity of view for registration into the stud books of the American Bully breed for dogs that fit the breed standard, but were denied due to ineligible ancestry. This will be a strict review and require the dogs to be inspected to have DNA profiling and to meet all requirements, the criterion for and standards of the American Bully. This is only for dogs with ancestry that was deemed ineligible for issues not relating to breed purity. Says we will accept registration on such dogs for review at this time and a one-time entry into the stud books of the American Bully breed, providing the dogs meet all of the requirements. So basically what, you know, my interpretation of that is, you know, and it's kind of obvious which dogs were not eligible due to ancestry. And that to me sounds like Miyagi and Bullseye. So with that being said,
yeah.
You know, what are your thoughts on that?
I did get a little bit of feedback from Dave on this. because I did text him about it, and he took me a while before he did get back to me. And so, as regards to where it says, we'll offer a review for registration into the stud books of the American Bully breed for dogs that fit the breed standard but were denied due to ineligible ancestry. Okay, now that's the key word here. Denied due to ineligible ancestry. Now the other part says, this is only for dogs with ancestry that was deemed ineligible for issues not relating. This is only for dogs with ancestry that was deemed ineligible for issues not relating to breed purity. So if the dog had an issue with breed purity, then it's not good. And Dave told me that this. He said, Bullseye was denied, because I asked him, you know, because I was talking to Regina, and she said something about it. And so I texted him, and I asked him if asked him something about you guys registering Bullseye and Miyagi blood. Is there any truth to that? And then he said, not like that. He said, Bullseye was denied for purity. Miyagi was denied for not complying with DNA. So that's the strict, he said basically, it has to fit the American Bully standards. They're not creating another standard. And it's for good show dogs that they would have to DNA, profile them and check them and all that, and they'd have to be approved. But that's what it's, I don't think he wants to say it in so many words, but that's what it is. Like, Bullseye was denied for purity, so it seems that dog is ineligible, but Miyagi was not denied for purity. And this says this is only for dogs that were ineligible for, So that's what I'm taking it as. What do you take it as?
Well, I don't know the issue with Bullseye, what went down as far as why he was denied, but I do know Miyagi because, it's no secret that I'm into some of his offspring, I like those dogs. I don't personally own one, but, like Dayton said earlier, I like all types of the dogs, and that I've been following that for quite a while, and I could tell you this, that Miyagi, there wasn't a question about purity. From what we know, he didn't take the DNA test, and that's why he was denied registration. And so I have to agree with that, what you said, But with that being said, let's open up the lines. 619-639-4636. We'd like to hear your opinion on this, and let us know how you feel. Personally, I think some of Miyagi's offspring, not all of them, are, up to standard of the American Bully. And like I said, some, because there's the older generation, then there's this newer generation. And I don't want to take the heat for this, but there's some you could tell. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm saying there's some of them that look clearly mixed and there's straight paper hung, but that's my opinion. Do not look like Miyagi.
For sure. So this is what his exact words are. He says, I asked him about registering Miyagi and Bullseye. He said, no, it's not true like that. Bullseye was denied for purity issues. Miyagi was denied for not complying with DNA. We are doing away with temp tickets, and there are some dogs that were denied of issue with ancestry not related to purity. So meaning, who the dog's off of. We are opening single registration for those dogs, but under very strict criteria. They have to first be evaluated and approved by a senior judge to apply for registration. Then they have to pass the office criteria, then have health certificates. And then it says, so this isn't created for Miyagi dogs per se, it's show dogs. So that's basically saying not Bullseye offspring, but Miyagi offspring.
Okay. Okay, so did he elaborate?
So if you got a Miyagi dog, you want to show if someone like Rolando or whoever the other senior judges are at the shows, you know, you can bring it in, and if that senior judge approves your dog for registration, then you can move forward. And, you know, if you have you know, Miyagi offspring that is you feel is showed quality and is going to fit, you know, they're not, like I said, they're not opening another class for them. That's not going to open exotic class, nothing like that. It has to fit the American Bully standards. That's the deal.
Okay, so the question I have is, did he elaborate on how the process begins? Because, you know, March is just around the corner, and it's only a 30-day process if it's only for the month of March. So people who want to get their dogs registered, evaluated, or, you know, go through the process, he didn't really elaborate on how, and neither does their website or the Facebook page say anything. So I was actually wondering if there's any way you could text Rolando and get him on the line. Maybe he could talk to us a little bit about how this is going to work.
For sure.
Or maybe Ron.
That's cool, man. Just go ahead and talk to him, man. I'm going to try to call Rolando on the side, man. Go ahead and take over the show for a second, Dan.
Cool. All right. I'm going to take this call from none other than Killin' Noise Freddie D, man. What's going on?
Yo.
What's going on? How you feeling about this this little new little policy going on, man?
You know, man, this kind of has its pros and its cons, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was at a show in North Carolina, and there was a Miyagi dog. I don't know if it was a direct son, you know what I'm saying, or had Miyagi in there, but you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, okay. So, but I mean, he looked pretty good. He looked badass, and to me, I thought, you know, he would do good in the ring. You know what I'm saying? But I guess from him being, you know, having Miyagi blood in it, you know, he couldn't register or whatever. But I think it's a good deal. You know what I'm saying? You know, because there's some nice dogs out there. You know, they all don't look all, you know, weird and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like some of the other ones.
Right. And there's one in particular that caught my eye. His name is 3M or Money Making Mitch. He's owned by this guy, Chris, out in Rockford. And, you know, I seen that dog in person. I'm like, wow, there's no way this dog is Miyagi, you know, but he is. You've seen the pedigree, and he does have some of the features. And, you know, that's just a nice dog, and it was just, like, very unfortunate that he can't show him, you know. So I think for dogs like that have the structural look of the American Bully or a Miyagi headpiece, I mean, why not, you know, allow them to register based on this new thing?
I'm curious on how they're going to register them, though. How are they going to do that? You know what I mean? I just hope it's not going to turn them in, you know, where they're going to put them in a pocket class or something like that, because – you know, I think they should definitely make their own class. You know what I mean?
But they're not. I mean, the one that I saw wasn't no, you know, 10-inch tall dog. You know what I'm saying? It was, you know, it was pretty. Just from me looking at it, it looked like whether it could be either pocket or standard. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a taller pocket. But you know, they don't all look that tiny. You know what I'm saying? How they do in like Facebook and shit. You know, I've seen a couple, but. You know, you gotta see them up close and with the eye, you know, because those pictures are deceiving sometimes, you know.
Yeah, as far as what Dayton's saying, I mean, like Freddie said, man, they're not all like small little dogs. I think they're very comparable to, you know, there's some of them that could compare to the pockets or standards, and. I mean, I don't see any issues of them showing in those classes. But should there be a separate class for them? Why would you, you know, can you, like, elaborate on that? And why would you think there should be a separate class?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you guys seen, but I've seen quite a few exotics. And, you know, they're nothing like a pocket American Bully. You know what I mean? And, You know, I just, you know, I just, you know, that's the way I look at it. You know what I mean? I've seen, you know what I mean? You know, Miyagi's not as small and as compact as everybody thinks, but a lot of these exotics really are, man. I've seen tons of them over the weekend. I've seen a lot while I was out there in Northern Cali at the IBKC show I judged. And, you know, there's, you know, they're a lot, they are, they're not no pockets, bro. Not by no means, you know. Now, whether one turns out, whether one of them is a little bit bigger than most of the others, you know what I mean? Maybe it might squeeze into a pocket class, maybe, but I highly doubt it, man. I mean, they don't even look like the same dogs, bro. Not even close.
Well, that's why they're saying they got to be evaluated first to see if they fit the standard. They're not just going to take any dog just to, you know what I'm saying? And put them in there, I guess, you know, if it don't even look like it.
Well, good. All I'm saying is good luck finding an exotic that fits the American Bully standard is what I'm saying. Good luck
I'm back. I see we got Killing Noise Freddy on the line. I do have Senior Judge Ron Ramos about to be calling in here in a second, and we're going to go over this right here. So I'd like to welcome to the Bully Block, live on the Bully Block, ABK Senior Judge Ron Ramos. What's going on, Ron?
Hey, how's it going, guys? So what's the hot topic tonight, you guys?
Hot topic is the new open single registration and what it's saying and what it's saying in so many words. And, you know, so because it looks like if it's only for the month of March, then, you know, people got to get on top of it if they're going to get it going on it. So why don't you let us know a little bit about that?
All right. Well, you know,
like
the basically
process,
the parameter
through if they have a dog that they're. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, basically what the parameters are is that it's only going to be open for the month of May, and it's open to dogs of that have the question of lineage and just overall breed type. So it's open basically to all dogs, but they still have to have lineage. In other words, they have to have some kind of a pedigree. We're not going to let any dogs in that don't have no pedigree. You know, if you have zero pedigree, don't bother. Don't call. Don't do anything. It's not like that. It's not a, per se, blind open book. You know what I'm saying? So you still have to have a lineage to prove the ancestry of your dogs. It's just that there's been a few dogs that were in question. And the other thing is they're not, and again, it's not just open for all dogs. So you have to take the dog before a senior judge. He has to examine the dog, deem it of quality for the breed. In other words, it's not going to be a flawed up, screwed up dog. He's got to be a decent dog. So it's not going to be as easy as people think it is. You're going to have to present your animal to the judge, to the senior judge, and he's going to give you a written letter with his signature stating that he deems the dog to be of good standing and good quality to be entered into the books. But again, you have to have your paperwork to prove lineage with the dog. So it's just not an open door, and it's not any particular dog. It's open to all dogs that had questions in the past. Well, those that we spoke about earlier, there's some that won't be because of the fact that there is definitely questionage on their pedigree and pureness.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I kind of helped a little bit. If you have any questions, you know, brother, you know, if you feel that they may ask, I'll help you as much as I can.
Okay, I have a question, Ron. It's Danny.
Hey, Danny.
The question I have is, the like page says March, and you just said May. So which one is it going to be?
No, it's March. I didn't say May. It's March.
Okay, so it's March. So the let's say I have a hypothetically, I have a dog that I need to have evaluated by a senior judge. How would that take place? Do I have to find a show where that judge is attending?
That's and, the whole question. There's only three judges in the entire United States that are senior judges, and it's going to be those judges. Now, I don't know how that's going to go about. Like, again, it's going to be difficult. There's not very many of us, so it's going to be one of those things where either you're going to bring the dog to one of the judges or you have to catch a judge at a show. So, it's not, like I said, again, it's not going to be an easy thing get a dog in. It's very, very difficult.
Now, are the judges going to have that form on them at the shows during the month of March? So, just think, you know, so they can fill out that letter and of evaluation.
It's basically going to be a handwritten letter by the judge stating that he feels that this dog is of sound quality and it fits all the attributes of the written standard, and he's going to go over the paperwork with it, whether it be UKC or AKC, the registry that we recognize, and then fill out a paper stating that he feels that the dog is of, you know, again, of the appropriate standard and quality, and his signature will go on that paper, and you give it to you to whoever the person is, and they're going to take that paper and turn it in with the single registration form.
Okay. So, if somebody wants to get that done, once they have that letter, basically they need to they still need to get a DNA test done through
that's
the agency.
That's going to be all required. Yeah, that's right. That's all going to have to be done. All that other stuff, all the above, still has to be done.
Okay. So first, which process needs to be done first? First, I need to see a senior judge, then get an DNA test, and then apply with the ABKC, right?
That'd be the best thing to do, that because that way, you know, instead of spending your money on a DNA test, that way you already know that the judge has deemed you qualified to be a single registered. Get that out of the way. That way you have that, you know, tucked away. And then you can proceed from there and get any other information you need that the ABKC requires of you.
Okay, so after that's done, basically then if they are accepted and approved, their papers would be issued and then they would be allowed to show, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so like Dayton mentioned earlier, would there be a separate class for those dogs, or would they just based on just height and they'll show the class, an appropriate class according to their height, right?
They'll go to the appropriate class that they fit best to their standard, to their variety. I mean, we're not going to put them aside and say, hey, these are the misfits. No, they're not. They're not going to be misfits because they're going to be inspected. They have to pass the judge's inspection to make sure that they are of the written quality of the standard, that they're a dog that you would bring into a program. You're saying, we just don't want to bring anybody, and we want to make sure that these are the top echelon of those dogs. We want just the top dogs out of those dogs to come back into the registry. And again, it's there's some dogs that are out there right now that I've seen out of different sires and dam stuff that they're very nice quality. I mean, it's a thing of getting them inspected and getting them in. You know, a while back, the AKC, the UKC used to do that as well. I took a couple of my AM staffs, and I had to find a judge that was the only judge. They only had certain judges that would qualify to inspect the dogs, and you would have to get his signature, and you would turn it in, and you would get your dog single registered. My AKC dogs were registered to the UKC. So we're basically doing the same thing that other registries has done before.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So I guess the other question I have is, I don't want to get into specific lineages, but let's say if the fucking question that was denied based on his ancestry, let's say it's four generations back or five in the pedigree, would the dog still qualify, or does it have to be very upfront?
No, he would qualify. He'd probably be a great candidate. The thing is, again, he would have to pass the inspection. That's the whole key to this. Passing the inspection. Like I said, if it's four generations back or, two generations back, certain dogs, if they're deemed of that quality, then they'll be allowed to come into the registry. But, again, they have to pass an inspection.
I think he meant if the dog that was deemed not good due to the purity, if that dog was two or three generations back, would it not count still?
Well, there's only probably one dog that has been denied due to purity, that I know of. I mean, maybe there's a couple of them. I'm not going to get into specific names or anything because it's not fair to them. But again, you know, the purity issue is going to be a hard one on certain particular dogs. But the thing is, though, is you don't know unless you try. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where, again, we're trying to go after just the good quality animal, the animals that have sound structure, no health issues, you know, no deformities. We're after the dogs that are of sound temperament and health, and again, that qualify. That if you were to look at the animal, you could say, okay, that's an American Bully. You know, he fits the standard. He fits the pocket. I think it's a good opportunity for some really nice animals out there that are deserving of being in the registry. There's a lot of people, you know, saying, well, we hate on everybody, and I don't like to use that word because, to me, it's just a cop-out. And there's no such thing as we hating anybody. We're just people that have to abide by a certain written rule and standard, you know, and that's the law of the ABKC, and we stand by that, and we move forward with it. I mean, certain people don't seem to understand that. We're not hating anybody. I don't hate anybody. I'm here for everybody. One thing I can tell you is that I don't care who it is, they can come to me. It's an open door, man. I mean, I'll help anybody. So it's just one of the things that we have to abide by certain rules and regulations, and that's what we're doing.
Okay. All right, so just to recap here, it's not exotics that are being accepted. It's dogs with lineage that were questionable back that will be DNA'd. And first evaluated by the senior judges, DNA'd, and then considered for registration with the ABKC.
And the thing I would like to clarify one thing is that, you know, the term exotic is in question itself. I've seen a lot of dogs that were so-called quote unquote exotics. And I'm sure you guys have seen the same thing. And they're really, actually, really nice animals. They're beautiful dogs that meet the pocket standard. But what happens, though, it becomes an issue of more of a sales ploy. In other words, if it helps my sales, I'm going to call it, you know, purple, pink, and yellow today. You know, and the same thing happens with the exotics. You know, some of the guys, they have very nice animals. And they use the term exotic because it's a way to move the puppies and change their status. And, I've seen some very nice dogs. I mean, very impressive dogs. And they call themselves exotics. And, you know, so it's one of those things that we're not excluding anybody. But if you have a dog you feel is very flawed, then, you know, then I will first be the first to tell you that, you know, you're better off not even trying to make an attempt at it. But if, you know, you feel even, but the thing is, here's the thing. If you go to a judge, it's not going to hurt you to ask them. That's a freebie, man. I mean, just go and ask them. You think my dog's going to ring you or you can do this? Well, sure, we're going to be honest with you. We're not here just to take your money and run. By no means. You know, we're always here to improve and move the quality up every chance we get.
Can I jump in on this little topic? I got a couple of questions.
Only one question?
Yeah, go ahead, Freddie.
Well, you know, I don't want to be the negative nasty here, but I mean, it doesn't seem like this was really thought out. You know what I'm saying? Given like the opportunity is cool and all, but to me, it doesn't seem like it's really thought out, you know, planned out, or you know, really like, hey, you know, let's really try to do this. You're only given a month.
Well, that's where you're wrong. It has been thought out. You know, that's when we're only allowing senior judges to do this. We're not letting everybody and their mother.
This is what I'm saying. I didn't, you know, mean to be negative about it, but just my opinion.
Oh, it's not negative at all. It's a legitimate question.
Yeah, it's like, I, from what I could tell, is like, to me, I don't think it's thought out right, because you're giving guys, you know, 30 days in a month to, you know, go take their dogs to a senior judge to see if it qualifies to go in the ring and, you know, maybe, you know, get ABKC papers. Okay, so March 29th, right? I got 2-day-old pups. I'm supposed to bring them, run them up to a show and say, hey, these dogs, you know, I want to get them in. They're off of so-and-so. I know that's questionable.
Well, first of all, if you have puppies, I wouldn't even attempt to try to do it. I would try to do their parents. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, pups are, they have so much changing to go through, much to, you know, so much, they're not where you can actually evaluate a puppy to say, all right, this is an exotic puppy.
Well,
how many pups have you, how many puppies have you seen that, oh, they're bully as hell, and then you see them a year later and they look terrier? You know what I'm saying? So you, it's really more for dogs that are adults that are trying to get in. Now, as far as well thought out, think about this for a second. You're saying a month, oh, well, it just sounds like a well thought out. Well, guess what? We're still giving 10 cards out, and it's 12 years. When are you going to be ready?
Well, yeah, that's something different.
I rest my case.
No, but there's something different because you could have guys that just barely qualified. They never thought they were going to come to the ring. They're like, fuck it, let me give it a try. You know what I mean? That's a big difference right there.
No, there's not a big difference. That's what it is. You had 12 years, and we're giving you a month to do this. You know, you feel you have a real nice animal.
But what you're saying is a guy with a 12-year-old dog is coming with a 10 ticket. No, you have
no,
a guy
I'm not saying that at
bought
all.
A bully.
I'm not saying that at all.
You know
I'm
saying
that you, there's been a lot of people that have been doing this for 12 years and still haven't gotten full paper. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you some.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is this.
Well, really,
what
that
I'm
I understand,
saying,
but you
what
have,
I'm
you
saying,
have.
Hear me out, Danny. What I'm saying is we can make excuses all day long, but let's take action and make it happen.
That's actually Freddie asked those questions. Now he's
but do you think 30 days is a good amount of time? Or I mean, what was the reason like 30 days was chosen? You know, just 1 month. You know what I mean?
That's what they
you know,
that they're going to be 30 days.
There's
50
judges. There's 50.
If I got a nice animal,
you know what
I got a nice animal and I'm ready to bring that dog in, I'm not going to wait. If I think this dog is going to be really well in the ring and I'm at the ring showing it's something that I have in my passion that I want to do, I'm going to find a judge and I'm going to get it done. Whether it be 30 days,
right?
Six
okay,
months,
but
a
let's
year.
Say let's say in the March in the month of March, two of the senior judges are out of the country judging shows.
Well, that's going
to
be
you know,
unlikely.
What are you supposed to do?
I'll
the dog, fly to the Philippines, and hey, apparently made it.
Well,
you know what
I mean,
I'm saying?
Again,
just seen...
Well, again, you're looking for excuses. I mean, that's up to you. You know what I'm saying? You're constantly looking
no,
for excuses.
No, it's not an excuse. I don't think it's an adequate amount of time to give somebody because if somebody
well,
has to
well,
travel
well,
across
that,
the country,
well, that's what I'm
getting at. The senior judge,
you
they still got to, you know, people have jobs, families.
You
know, there's like no consideration into anything, I think.
You're not going to listen to me, so why even get you on the show? The thing is, you have had 12 years to do certain things, and people are still not doing it. So that's what I'm trying to tell you.
So 12 years ago, you...
I'm sorry, you broke up. Yo.
What's up, Danny?
Hello. All right.
You there, Danny?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
All right, so back...
All right, well, we do appreciate you. We do appreciate you coming on to clear that up, Ron.
You're welcome. Like I said, Houston, we're not making excuses. We're trying to help these people out. So, you know, if people want to take advantage of it, by all means, jump on it. We're here to help you. We're here to do things. Again, like I said, there's been 12 years waiting for people to get registered. And then you know this for a fact. You had how many people come to your shows. You guys host shows. So you know that you have the same person come over and over and over for the past several years with a 10 ticket. So what we're trying to say now is here's your opportunity for a lot of dogs to come in if they jump on this opportunity. You know what I mean? So like I said, we can make excuses all day long. But the thing is, it's an opportunity. If you want to have the passion to show a dog, by all means, we're here to help you. You know, some call us. Let us know that you're going to be coming. You know what I'm saying? We'll make it happen.
I think this whole conversation is kind of messed up because, you know, the way Danny and everybody posted it up, it was like Exotics was going to get their chance in at the ABKC. And basically what you're saying, Ron, is that's not the case.
Here's the thing. This is people that are misinformed and making a lot of assumptions.
You're not going to be accepting Exotics. You're just opening it up. You're just opening up the stud book.
Here's the thing, though. That's what I'm trying to say. If you feel your dog can be accepted, because like I said earlier, a lot of dogs deem themselves exotic, but they're actually very nice specimens of a pocket breed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
there's
a lot of
really
people
nice
think
dogs.
They got American bullies, too, and don't. So that's the same.
I agree
you know,
with
yeah,
you.
You're right.
You're on
the
money.
Same exact
you're right on the money. And there's a lot of guys who think they got
right.
a dog, and guess what? They
but
aren't.
I'm saying, like, a true
exotic,
like what Danny was saying, like a dog that has a questionable lineage, that dog could have a chance to actually get in the ABKC and have ABKC papers. But, I mean, if he has questionable lineage, then that means his papers are garbage, right?
Exactly. That's what we're trying to tell you. If you don't got, you know, If you don't have proof on lineage, then we can't have you. But we're trying to make this fair as possible. I mean, are we going to make everybody happy? Probably not. I'm sure there's people on both sides saying, you know, I can't believe you're letting in these guys. And there's guys on the other side saying, well, you know something, man, how come we can't let everybody in? You know, hell with all the show people. You know, so it's one of those situations where we can't make the world happy. I'm sorry. I mean, I wish I could, but that's not being realistic. You know, every day we do things, you know, when you guys host shows or whatever it may be, you're always going to have somebody that's disgruntled or unhappy. You know, we are trying our best to make the thing work for everybody. You know what I mean? So, again, like I said, I wish the best for everybody. By all means, contact me. You know, if you guys want to set up something, I'm here to help anybody and everybody as much as I can with the time that I have. And much respect to everybody. That's all I want to do is help and keep everybody moving forward.
For sure, man. We appreciate you and everything you do, Ryan. Appreciate you coming on here whenever we need you to come clear anything up, man. We appreciate you for coming on tonight. And where are we going to see you next? Where are you judging next?
Oh, I think next time I'm going to be in Pixley's. And I want to tell everybody out there, man, make sure you support these guys, because if it wasn't for these people hosting these shows, a lot of this stuff wouldn't happen. And it's a great time. And these guys put a lot of effort and time into putting together, well-thought-out shows and all these awards and stuff. So make sure you support your local host and the guys that really make this happen. Because without the host, a lot of this stuff wouldn't happen. So to all you guys that are hosting shows, man, my hat's off to you, and thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, for sure, Ryan. Thanks a lot. We appreciate you. All right. That was ABK Senior Judge Ron Ramos. What's going on, Danny? Or what you thinking about, Dayton?
What's that?
I said, what you thinking about, man?
I don't want to seem like a hater. You know, I don't want to seem like a hater. I just think the whole, they're going to allow Miyagi and Bullseye Blood just kind of fucked everybody up. You know what I mean? Because apparently that's not what they're saying, you know what I mean? And,
They're saying one and not the other, pretty much, is what they're saying.
Right. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we cleared that up at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I just know that, especially from, if they're basically saying Miyagi and not Bullseye, I'll go ahead and say it because we already been saying the shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
If they're gonna go with Miyagi and not Bullseye, you know what I mean? I know,
Bullseye's DNA was tested and was not found to be pure. That's the thing. Miyagi was never submitted. They asked for Miyagi to submit the DNA, and he never submitted it. So they're saying the only thing that's not acceptable is something that was deemed to not pure. So after we read between the lines, that's
so basically,
what
that said. Yeah, no Bullseye, but Miyagi will be okay. Yeah.
But, I mean, it still has to be an American bully, and it has to be a nice, specimen of an American bully. They're not making anything.
Yeah, I just think it's going to be hard to find that, man. I mean, I've seen these dogs, bro. I've seen Miyagi offspring, bro, and there's not one of them that can move like an American bully, bro, not even close. You know what I mean? And, I've seen them, bro.
I think there are a few, though.
A few that can move, like an American bully.
I think there are a few that are not, that are not like that, and I think that's where they're just trying to pick out. But I'm not sure though.
Yeah, it's gonna be right. So just some certain dogs can get in the registry really quick. But yeah, man, I feel you.
To start.
for sure, yeah. I mean, it's cool, because a lot of those exotic guys, they've been wanting to get in, they've been wanting to get in the rings and stuff, so, it's cool that they're, finally getting a little spots here and there, and, some of these guys will actually get in the ring, so, for sure. But I just, like some Miyagi stuff. It's going to be hard to find a Miyagi son that'll fit the American bully pocket standard. I guarantee it, bro. I've seen a lot of them, bro. They're not even going to make the height requirements. Because, you know, I don't know what Fred, you know, I think Freddie said something about, you know, a lot of those are just pitchers, man. It's not, bro. I've seen them dogs, bro. Them dogs are little. Little 10-inch, 11-inch dogs. I just got done seeing a ton of them this weekend. I've seen a ton of them out at the IBKC show we had out of Northern Cali. It's going to be a hard one, for sure. But I'm not, you know,
What's up with you dual registry now, man? Are you judging for two registries? That's what's up? What's your opinion of the different registries?
You know, yeah, I want to do all the judging I can do, bro. You know what I mean? I'm here to support the American Bully, bro. I'm not, you know, of course I'm going to support the registries that, you know, give me the opportunities to, you know, to judge. You know, I'm going to support registries that don't give me the opportunity to judge, you know what I mean? So I'm just out here trying to, you know, I'm just out here trying to have fun, bro. And I mean, you know, within the ABR and the IBKC, it's a real similar situation going on. It's real, real similar. So, you know, I've had fun, and, you know, I had fun this past weekend, and I have, you know, a lot of fun in the IBKC, and, you know, I'm hoping to continue to judge for both of them, you know what I mean? And anybody else that's going to give me an opportunity to judge, this is what I want to do, and, you know, I'm going to do it as much as I can, man. I'm not over here, you know, getting any type of registry tattoos, bro. You know what I mean? I'm just here to see, you know what I mean? I'm supporting them all, bro. A lot of these guys, you know what I mean? I've been around for a long time, bro. I know all these guys putting these registries up, bro. I know them all, you know what I mean? I was and still am friends with all of them, you know what I mean? I'm not going to pick and choose sides and fuck this guy. I'm going to hang out with this guy, and I'm not doing that shit, bro. You know what I mean? I'm here to support the American Bully, bro, in every shape or form, you know what I mean?
That's fair.
So, Dayton, let me ask you this, and because I know you've seen more dogs out there in the West Coast than I have. Obviously, you've been out there more. What would you say about, you know, some of these Miyagi offspring, not maybe direct, or maybe three or four generations down the road, if bred to certain dogs, do you think there could be functional Miyagi offspring?
Yeah, I mean, you're gonna have to find you a nice, you know, a nice dog that can, you know, I'm not saying that none of them can move, you know what I mean? There are some exotics that have drive, you know what I mean? But none of them move like an American Bully, you know what I mean? And that's what I was getting at, you know what I mean? But, I mean, yeah, you know, bred to... You know, it's the possibilities are endless when you're breeding dogs, bro, especially when you're going to breed a dog like that to maybe like a older school American Bully. You know, the possibilities are endless, man. Anything can happen, man. It's all draw, luck of the draw, man. Like, especially, you know, just like even with the guys that are doing the mixed breedings and shit, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's just luck of the draw, bro. You know what I mean? So... You know, you very well could take a Miyagi offspring or a Miyagi grandson and breed it to American Bully. And, you know, I think, you know, if I own the exotics, you know, that's what I would do with them. I would try to clean them up a little bit. You know what I mean? If I liked that style, I would go for that style, but I would go for a all-around complete dog. You know what I mean? And if I did have a dog like that, you know, I'd do my best to try to fix the things that are wrong with it, because those aren't just things that you look at and you just don't like. Those are actual problems with the dogs. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
bred to a nice
original, you know, original American Bully, you know, I'm sure you can make a dog move right. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. But, you know, like I said, I've seen a lot of these dogs over the past, you know, past 6 months. You know, I don't know them all by name. I couldn't be like, look at this one and, yeah, that's that dog, but I've seen them. I've seen tons of them, bro. And they're a lot different, bro. They're a totally different level than American Bully. It's a completely different thing. You know what I mean? That's what I've noticed, you know. And I really think it'll be hard to, you know, to find one that'll actually fit the American Bully standard, you know. But you never know, you know what I mean? Like I said, the possibilities are endless when you're breeding dogs, man. Crazy, you know,
yeah.
Crazy shit can happen, for sure.
Definitely we'll be seeing what happens, man. But we do have some calls, man. I want to get people's opinion on this. Don't call me, but I believe this is Con Lin, Face Bullies. I'm not sure, but let's see who this is. 773-418, you're on the Bully Block.
Hey, what's up, Danny? What's up, Dane? What's up, Kev?
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
What's up?
How you guys doing? Hey, good show so far. Thanks for all the info. But I think I was at the show. Dane just judged that. I missed the first show because I was watching him judge, but we came in late. But we do have a Miyagi-san that we want to bring up to Peoria this weekend if anyone wants to come see him. So I'm not sure if he's going to be the first Miyagi-san that's going to be evaluated, but supposedly Rolando's going to give me a chance. So we're going to see how he fits
right
in the ABKC. So I'm hoping for good news. So I'm not sure if you've seen him there or not. But
was he the little blue one, bro?
Yeah, he's the little thick blue one.
Right? Yeah. That boy, I think I was, I don't know if you was the one walking him or if I talked to
in
somebody
red,
that
in
was
red,
walking
in
him.
In the red hoodie?
I can't remember, bro. There was quite a few dogs out there, man. And like I said earlier in the show, I couldn't exactly remember them all in my head. But I do remember seeing a nice little short, thick Miyagi-san that was impressive, man. He had full tail and, you know what I mean, didn't look like he had an underbite. You know, a nice bully dog, you know what I mean? I don't know if that's the exact one, you know what I mean?
He did place in the Pocket American Bully in the ABR. He won his class, and he won Best Male. So it's a good start so far for him in the ABR, so we're going to see what he does in ABKC if they let him in. I'm hoping they'll let him in. I mean, I think he fits a lot better than some of the ones I've seen because I've been to a lot of these shows too, and you've seen a lot of these dogs that, you know, they're nice, but they're not functional.
Right.
So, you know,
and this is coming from somebody that owns a Miyagi-san and owns a. He knows, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you know, good luck to you, though, man. I hope, you know, everything you want to happen, you know, want to happen goes through for you, bro. For real.
Yeah. I just want to call and tell you guys that, and you guys are having a good show. I'm still going to keep listening, so. You know,
well, thanks for calling.
We're going to hang up.
Man, call in next week and let us know what happens, you know, so everybody can know what happens after it gets evaluated and, you know, see what they, you know, share with us what happens.
Oh, definitely. You're probably going to hear about it before I even go on the show, if that's the case.
For sure, I'm sure you posted it everywhere, that's what's up. All right, man, well, we still want you to come on and let us know about it, you know what I'm saying, to tell the story.
Thanks, guys.
So.
All right, well, we'll see you in Peoria.
Cool. All right, that's what's up. 619-639-4636. Make sure you press 1. Danny, you can take the next caller.
Yes, sir. All right. 815-632, you're on the Bully Block.
What's going on, bro? It's Big John.
What's up, Big John?
Big John.
How y'all doing?
Willy Wonka.
Good.
What's going on, Dayton?
What's going down?
Shit. Listening to the show, man, see whatever he's talking about.
Yes, sir.
Let us know how the show was this past weekend, John.
Oh, it was a good time, bro. It was a real good time. Man, I mean, everybody got together. Man, chopped it up, caught up with some new old friends, met some new friends. Seen some dogs, bro, that made Hooch look like he was a standard. Man, it was some other shit, bro. I mean, but it was a good time, man. I mean, I seen a lot of different style of dogs. met a lot of people from out of state. Asian squad come out deep as hell. They had some I call them micros, bro. These dogs were little tiny guys, man. But seen Devil Spit in person, that motherfucker's bad. Seen a couple of Miyagi offsprings. Seen Kung Fu Panda. That dude, he's different. You know, he's a badass little dude, man. Bully Camp Line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a good time, bro. It really was.
That's what's up.
Who would you say was your favorite dog out there?
My favorite dog?
That you've seen there at the show, I'm saying.
Pooch? No, I'm playing. No. Nah, man.
He ain't lying.
Love
that boy.
Bro. Yeah, there's a lot of badass dogs out there, man. I mean, I guess if I had to pick one.
Yeah, the one that caught your eye, that was like sticking out at you.
Man, Devil Spit. I'd have
yeah,
to
that
say,
was the
dude,
dog I gave a reserve
boss,
to that day,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah,
so
Boss Made Bully, if not mistaken, owns him. Devil Spit, bro, that little guy right there really, really stuck out to me. I mean, for being as short as he is and everything, man, I mean, I can't take nothing really away from the dog, bro. He was put together really good for being as short as he is.
Now, were you able to, you know, because I wasn't able to make it out there, but I don't know, I haven't seen too many pictures being posted up, but were these exotics actually in their class, was their classes big? Or
I mean, man, there really wasn't a whole lot of people showing them in the ring, but around the ring, everybody was pulling the dogs out, bro. Everybody had their dogs out. Everybody was showing their dogs off. Me and Dayton were talking earlier. Wish we would have seen a lot more dogs in the show ring. I mean, it would have definitely made a bigger classes for each class and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, everybody was pulling their dogs out on the side, man. It kind of reminded me of, man, the old shows, bro, like, you always had some in the ring, but you had more outside the ring. It was more of just a real good time, man. I mean,
yeah, a lot of those exotic guys, man, they're just so used to not showing, man. They just don't even care. You know what I mean? They're just like,
right.
Fuck it, we're coming for the fun show, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, so I just, you know, hopefully all these guys that have got these dogs and are listening, man. You know, they do, you know, these, all these registries, man, they're all putting in this work trying to give you guys a home, man. You guys got to come out and put these dogs in these shows, man, and get these things rolling, man, for real. So anybody listening in has got them, and you got the opportunity to show them, man. Put them in. You never know what will happen, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'd have to say, man,
for sure,
if any kennel really pulled out for this show, it had to be Asian Squad.
Yeah,
Asian, I mean, they came deep, bro. And, I mean, they all had dogs. I mean,
they was out there thick as hell.
Yeah, they got some shit hiding. That ain't no doubt, man. I mean, they pulled out, and, I mean, they took a picture, bro. I mean, they was deep.
So shout out Asian Squad, UMB, everybody that was out there. I seen them, man. They come out deep, man. We're looking forward to seeing all y'all out in St. Paul, March, May 9th. I just had to say that.
Right. Now, I got a question, Kev. For the fun show that you're doing in Peoria, what's all
yeah,
included in that? Or you got anything laid out for that yet?
Well, I'm pretty much, I just posted we're just going to be doing the Bully Chamber fun show. We're going to see how that goes. I don't want to do too much. I'm going to see how it goes because it's pretty much like a full show almost, so it might going to take a little bit of time. So I'm going to see how much time it actually takes to go through on this one, and then I might, you know, add them other fun show classes I used to do. But right now we're just going to try to do this Bully Chamber, man, and see how this goes. It's going to be American Bully classes, Exotic class, and Shorty Bull class.
Okay. No freak on a leash, man, like the old shows.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a couple of those classes also.
All right, man. You know Hoots, bro. He's a fun show kind of guy.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, man. We got all them good classes coming, man.
Right.
So what's up, man? You guys coming out deep or what?
Oh, I'm bringing out Hoots. I'm bringing out his daughter Princess. Gonna bring out his other daughter Remy. Shit, we're right there by Killnoy's booth, and if I'm not mistaken, I think it's Varsity Bullies, maybe, on the other side of us.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to try to, you know, I've only got a few productions right now that are old enough to actually bring out to the show ring. I got some puppies, man, but I really don't want to bring them to the show, being so young. So right now, I'm just bringing out Hooch and two of his daughters.
What's up, man? It's been a minute since we've seen you, man. It'd be good to see you, man. You gonna start coming out now this year? Come out a little bit more, sir?
Yeah, I'm trying to find as many shows as possible, man. Close and far, I guess. Just all over. I'm trying to hit as many shows as possible. I wanna get, you know, Hooch seen more, not just on Facebook. I've said it time and time again. I mean, you can only promote your dogs so much on Facebook, man. I mean, pictures are cool, but seeing the dog in person is a whole different story. I want everybody to actually see my boy. I haven't been to a show, man, in shit, what? BBCR show was the last show I went to that you did up there in Beloit.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's been a minute, bro, since I've even been out and did anything like that, man. And I figure, you know, Cedar Rapids was the first spot to pull out. Peoria's the next spot. I'm hoping Indiana. We talked about Shelbyville, still trying to put that together, see if we're going to make it down there or not. Just trying to pull out everywhere, bro.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. All right, shit, you got any shout-outs or anything, man?
Man, shout-out to everybody that's doing it, man. I mean, keep doing it, keep coming out to the shows. Even if you're not going to show, man, just come out, have a good time, meet people. I mean, start networking, man. Meet everybody you can and build relationships and friendships, man.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. I mean, you can sit on Facebook all day, but nothing beats coming out to the show, taking a look at dogs, talking people, meeting people. You know, you can see how people type all day, but you're never going to know their personality and how they are, you know what I'm saying, until you go out there and meet them, shake their hand. You see people, you know what I'm saying, you see people every day on Facebook, but you don't know them, man. You think you know them, you don't know them, man. Come out to the shows. If you got any questions, you know, don't be afraid to ask people to pull their dogs out. People are proud of their dogs. You know, ask them where their dog is. You know, don't be afraid to take pictures with their dog. You know what I'm saying? Everybody likes that. And, you know, just come out and enjoy it because, you know, that's what we're here for. We're trying to do a lot of dog shows in the area, man, to try to, you know, bring people out, man, get the community going again because it seems like Facebook is taking over the community, man. So we need to get people out here intermingling, man. We're going to be trying to do some barbecues and stuff this summer, try to get people out here, man. I'm encouraging anybody in your area to do some meet and greets wherever you live that you're listening. You know, it's not hard to make an announcement, you know, let all your area know that you're having a little get-together or something, get people out there, bring their dogs out, and, you know, get your local community going too, man, because it's a... You know, dogs. You can walk down the street with your dog, and that, you know, if you got the right dog, it's gonna start a conversation up with everybody who, you know, everybody who walks past is gonna want to see your dog, man. So, just get out there with it. All right. What's up, Danny?
Not too much, man. Just answering to some inbox questions of people asking me, you know, regarding this new thing that's coming up in March with the ABKC, but just to recap on that for those just tuning in, it's, you know, just going to be a limited amount of dogs. They must qualify. They must be pre-approved and evaluated by a senior judge in the month of March. After they have the approval and the handwritten
letter from the senior judge, they will have to call the ABKC, get a DNA test, and then go from there. So it's not just any dog. It has to be fit the standards of the American Bully.
That's what's up. What would you like to see at the shows? Not what would you like to see at, you know, that as a general show attendee, John? What would you like? What's some things that you would like to see on at the shows that you haven't seen lately?
Man, like I said, I ain't been out to the shows, bro, in 2 years now, 2+ years. More than anything, man. And it's not even to do with the dogs. I'd like to see more people show love, bro. I mean, I'd like to see people, you know, come out and get together, show love, man, and be how it used to be, bro. You know, not all the hating and all the bashing and all the shit-talking and, you know, well, we're over here with this side, well, we're over here with this side type shit, bro. I want to see everybody come out, man, have a good time. Get back to the dogs, bro. Get back to the family-oriented bully family that it used to be. Before all this, you know, Facebook bullshit and Facebook beef started coming about.
Yeah, that was one thing that happened this weekend, man. We fucking, we had a, you know what I mean? Like, we all had a good-ass time, bro. Like, everybody was hanging, you know what I mean? Like, outside of, you know, just, everybody was just fucking kicking it together, bro. It wasn't so spread, you know, people so spread out, you know what I mean? It wasn't, I don't know, bro, it was just, we was getting it in, bro. It was a good-ass time, right or not, John?
Oh, yeah, bro. And, I mean, everybody that was there and kicking it and laughing, and, man, I mean, bro, we all own different style of dogs. Some might, you know, old standard American bullies, pockets, extremes, exotics. It didn't matter, bro. At that point in time, that day, all that shit was set aside, bro, and everybody got back to how it used to be. Laughing, having a good time. Everybody was kicking it, had a few drinks. I mean,
yeah,
bro, it was like a family get-together, man. No bullshit.
Yeah, everybody that's listening, man, that came out there and was having, you know, doing like all that with us, man. We hope y'all come out to Peoria and do it all over again this weekend, man, because me and John, and we're all going to be out there again this weekend, and we're gonna have a good-ass time, man. So... Shit seems like it's starting to get pretty nice around here, man. For real.
Yeah, for sure. All right, that's what's up, man. We appreciate you calling in, John. Who else we got? Anybody else waiting to get on, Danny?
I'll check real quick.
Yeah, Danny, I think I got you a couple customers, man, a couple app customers, too, going to be sending them your way, bro.
Well, that's what's up, man. I appreciate that. And for those listening, man, I do custom apps, similar, you know, it's going to be in the same thread as iBully. We have over 65,000 launches, if not more. Same-day service for Android. It takes about a week to get on Apple. So, you know, it's a lot of... Good. It comes in handy, you know, if you have a QR code or a link to put on the back of your car and you're at a light, you know, you could get potential clients that way for those of you who want to place pets out or, you know, sell puppies to people outside of the bully world. It's also a good tool to have out of your booth, man. Just have a direct download link to it, you know, have to keep people informed. So if those of you interested, feel free to contact me.
I
hear somebody's
up,
in the background.
What's up, guys? What's up? Thanks, everybody who did tune in tonight. We do appreciate it. We got a little bit of time left. Anybody wants to get in on the conversation, 619-639-4636. Make sure you press 1. Let us know you want to get on the air. And definitely,
where's Nate Dogg at? That's where I
want
to talk to Nate Dogg. I want to talk to Nate Dogg,
Nate
man.
Dogg.
Nate Dogg tried pulling one in the ring on me, man. And I've had Adam go gate the dogs again, man, and this fool takes Castro off the leash and tries showing him without a leash, man, and yeah, he had he biffed it, bro. He didn't pull it off. Put it that way.
He thought he was
gonna be super sweet. You should have seen the way he took that collar off that dog, boy. He thought he was driving a fucking Porsche or something, man. And then Castro looked at him and said, "Man," Castro said, "don't do me like that." And stopped right on his ass. So where you at, Nate Dog? I know you're out here listening.
Nate Dog, I don't know if I see him in the queue. I don't see him in the queue.
That's what I said. I said that's what you get for trying to stunt. So that's what you get. You didn't even have to go there, fool. No, Nate goes hard. Nate goes hard, boy. He was out there feeding that boy raw meat in the cage, hand feeding him grease and everything all over his hands. he puts it in, bro. Anything extra, he puts in that work, man, and that's why his dog's one of the best in the country and shit, man. So shout out to Nate. I ain't trying to clown you too hard, but you know what you did.
Man, you hit it right here. You heard it right here on Bully Block Radio. Nate Dogg actually did that in the ring.
That's the first place. I ain't told nobody about that. That's the first thing. That's the first time I let that be known. Bully Block exclusive right here.
What you think about that, Danny?
I think it's hilarious. I wish somebody got it on tape.
I wish they would have too, boy. I wish they would have too.
Oh, man, I got to bust his balls after we hang up.
All right. Well, shit, man, we do appreciate everybody who has called in, man. We appreciate everybody who listened tonight and everybody who listens every week, man. We do appreciate it. We appreciate everybody who shares our links, man, and, helps get the word out here, man. That's all we do is try to get information out here on our radio station. You know, we ain't here to bash or be negative or feed in any drama. We're just here to help information, and if there's any issues, we try to get to the bottom of them right here for you guys. Let people's sides of the stories be heard, even though you may not agree with what it is or what's being said. Everybody has their own side to the story, you know what I'm saying? So we try to let get things out here, get things squashed and taken care of. I don't know, you got anything else for him, Danny?
Not too much, man. Like I said, I believe coming strong for the 2015, man. Just look out for us. For those of you who don't have it, go download it right now. It's called iBully. You can find that on Android. We're having some issues with the Apple version, so that's going to be fixed. It should be back up within the week. But, iBully's coming strong. We are looking for sponsors who want to join us and expose their brand. We're going to be everywhere, all over the shows. We're going to be following the tour of the ABKC Strong Tour, hosted by Kev Green and Ruben Diaz. So we're going to be all over the place, man. And this year we're going to be going to Nationals probably over there in San Francisco too. So, but we're not, me personally, I'm not going to be sticking to one registry. I'm going to be trying to hit as much shows as possible. So, like I said, if interested, you can contact me, inbox me on Facebook, or call me, 847-431-0360.
That's what's up. I want to give a big-ass shout-out to Memo Loke, man, tuning in here tonight, man. OG Memo Loke, man, tuned into the Bully Block. We appreciate you. We see you. You want to let anybody know anything else?
I seen Memo was in the hospital and shit, man. I want to send a shout out to Memo. I hope he's doing good, man. Feeling better and shit. And can't wait to get out there and kick it with him April 11th out there in Elkhart, Indiana, at that show George Bostic's throwing Memo B out there, kicking it, man. And, you know, I hope he's doing good, man. Hit me up, big dog.
Yes, sir. Big shout out to Memo. We'll see you out here. Hopefully, if you can make it out here to the show by George Bostic. So, definitely.
Yeah, he'll be in the house for sure. I want to let that be known. Memo, you know, as long as his health, you know, is okay. You know, I don't know what's going on with him, man. I seen that picture on Facebook, kind of had me worried a little bit, man. I ain't seen nothing else on there. So, hopefully we'll see him out there, man. I can't wait to kick it with him and shit.
All right, man. There you have it, man. Another show, man. We appreciate everybody tuned in, man. Appreciate everybody who loves the American Bully and the Bully Breeze like we do, man. Appreciate you sharing our show, like I said, letting everybody know about the Bully Block. We're here every single Monday night, 9 o'clock p.m. Central Time. We're going to be here like we've been here, and we're going to stay here. But we're going to catch you next week, man. Everybody who's listening that's going to be in Peoria, bring your A game. It's going down.
It's the Bully Block, check the pedigree. Shut it down, a better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down, we the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down, a good diet and exercise. Shut it down, it's the Bully Block, check the pedigree. Shut it down, a better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down, we the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down, a good diet and exercise. Shut it down, the game is for the taking, a lot of kennels slacking up. Feel you got a beast? Bring them out, stack them up. You see this monster, chin up and chest out. Huge head, cock diesel, now bring the rest out. I hit the boards and I asked who the best out. They said bring the South, Elite Edge and Midwest out. I'm with the Bully Block, man, they brought the press out. My dog's eating good as me, never stressed out. Media, rather frightened than enlightened, y'all. Van a misbrand, but the bully ain't a fighting dog. The temperament is cooler than the fan. While the lap dog's high strung, pulling at your hand. With the breed, I'm a owner and a fan. For that backyard mid-ish, go holla at your man. Check the pedigree, we don't do the run around. This the bully breed, round here we shut them down. This the Bully Block, check the pedigree. Shut it down, a better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down, we the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down, a good diet and exercise. Shut it down, this the Bully Block, check the pedigree. Shut it down, a better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down, we the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down, a good diet and exercise. Shut it down. What I like about the breed is selection. You can mix and match blood till you find perfection. Do some research, hit a show, find connections. Figure what type you shoot you like, make investments. For his features, I just found a pup with a short muzzle, block head, solid as a truck. I hit the vet, pick the ear style, cut it down. Let him heal, hit the first show, shut it down. I got credit, it was nothing to debate on. Wait until I work him out and put his weight on. Them dogs out when the stars around. An inner show where they customize cars and sounds. A four-legged monster, freaked out collar spikes, posing with a credible celeb or the model type. It's undeniable when you see them come around. The bully breed, round here they shut it down. It's the Bully Block, check the pedigree. Shut it down, a better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down, we the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down, a good diet and exercise. Shut it down, it's the Bully Block, check the pedigree. Shut it down, a better breed, it'll never be. Shut it down, we the top dogs, recognize. Shut it down, a good diet and exercise. Shut it down. Every town, every state is a